So as it relates to rate, there's a fascinating Rashi tucked away in today's daf. And really, it's related to something that Be'ezras Hashem we've spoken about so many times over the years. Ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. And I think it's kedai to focus on this a little bit. So in the middle of the whole machlokes from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara shteltzu a Mishnah in Bava Basra. The case of the Mishnah was rather obscure, very much not our sugya. But the case was where there was a house that fell on a person and his mother. And there was a shiloh who died first. Did the child, this person, die first? Or did the mother die first? And it had a nafkamina in terms of the Seder Nachlois. Yershia ben oimrim ha'em meis rishoin. Yershia ha'em oimrim ha'ben meis rishoin. Now, ordinarily, in all these cases of Nachlois, where there's a suffix of how it plays itself out, and the end of Bava Basra and Yeshloichlin and Mishameis, over there it's Mavur, there was a machloikis Beshamim Besil. Beshamai says Yachloiku, Besil says Nechasim Becheskasim. But what we need is, Om Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Moidani Bezu, I'm Moid in this case, Shah Nechasim Becheskasim. Now you want to know what you do with the Nechasim? You leave them by its Chazaka. Sok the Hilgarashi. Om Rabbi Akiva, Moidani Bezu. Afal Pishani Mishal Beshamai. Even though, says Rabbi Akiva, I come from Beis Shammai, va'oimer b'shan nefilas yachloiku, and I hold by all nefilas that halachas yachloiku, b'zu ani moedah le'Beis Hillel, sh'anechasim b'cheskasim, over here I'm moedah to Beis Hillel, that the nechasim remain where they are, and Rashi says that if you want to know who is the muchzik, because it's not even clear, ayin bava basra, it's a machloikis amayram, b'hasim afarish time. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva's words of moedah ani bozeh, that Talochis Shanechasim Becheskasim have a very rich context. And that is, even though I'm from Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai holds, B'shar HaNefilas Yachloikas, B'zu, in this case, I'm Moedah to Beis Hillel, that Talochis is going to be Nechasim Becheskasim. If you look at the top Toisvis on the Yom, Dibra Maschel Moedah Ani Bozeh, Toisvis says as follows, Afal Gaf Dekama Moedah Ani, even though Rabbi Akiva said Moedah Ani, Lav Mishum De Lahav Mitalmid Beis Shammai. Don't think that what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that even though I'm Mitalmid Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai Shita is, that in all these situations, Yachloiku, he's not saying that even though I'm really from Beis Shammai, so really my Shita should be Yachloiku, but over here it's not going to be Yachloiku. How do I know that, says Toisvis? The Perakam of the Yevamis, because in the first Perakam of Masechtas Yevamis, Bitzores Abbas, in the Sugya of Tzores Erva, the first Sugya of Masechtas Yevamis, Sava Bikki Beis Hillel, over there Rabbi Akiva held like Beis Hillel. So you see, that Rabbi Akiva was not from the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, but rather he was from the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. So if that's the case, what then did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said, Moedah Ani Bozeh? Moedah Ani Bozeh sounds like, even though I hold like Beis Shammai, I'm from that world. So Toysus is madchik. He says, Ela agav de shono le'il, elu ve'elu moedim, tana hacha Moedah Ani, meaning Moedah Ani sounds like I'm from this camp. However, as it relates to this halacha, I'm coming around. It's really not what it means. And the word Moedah Ani is misleading and shouldn't have been the right word. Poetic symmetry, that's why Rabbi Akiva uses that word. But Avada says Toysus, don't think for one second that Rabbi Akiva is mitamide b'shamay. At first glance, if you think about it for a little bit, it sounds like maybe there's a machloikis Rashi and Toysus here, whether Rabbi Akiva was mitamide b'shamay or mitamide b'sil. Toysus says beforeish, afal gaf to come a moedah ani lav mishum de lahavi mitamide b'shamay. So Toysus lahoitzim iliban says, don't learn the Gemara that way. What does moedah ani mean? It means what it means. Rashi didn't say that. In fact, Rashi says, afal pi sha'ani mishal Beis Shammai, even though I'm from Beis Shammai, stating that over here I'm going to be Moedah. And it almost sounds like lefum riyata that Rashi is saying that Rabbi Akiva was mitalmide Beis Shammai. The truth is, there's a sefer, it's called Halichos Olam. Sefer Halichos Olam was written by Rabbi Yeshua Ben Yosef Halevi. He was from the Megarshei Sfarad, and he wrote one of the most important Sfarim in the world of Klalei Apsak. How important? There were two commentaries that were written on the work Halichos Olam. One was written by Rabbi Shlomo Algazi, it's called Yavin Shmua, and the other one was written by Moran Rabbi Yosef Cairo, as in the Mechaber, as in the Beis Yosef, and it's called Klalei HaGemara. So Rabbi Yosef Cairo and Rabbi Shlomo Algazi, they wrote a pirish on the Sefer Halichos Olam that was written by Rabbi Yeshua ben Yosef Halevi. At the end of the Beis Yosef's pirish that he wrote on the Sefer Halichos Olam, he has Klalei HaGemara HaNoisafin. He has like a whole list of additional klolim that you have to know. In Klal Tof Pei, 480. It's two lines. The Perika Mafkid, Bob Mitzia Lamad Zayin Amad Beis, Nechleku Rashi Vetoisnis, Dibra Maschel Moidani, Rabbi Akiva, as it relates to the great Tana Rabbi Akiva, Im Hoyim Mitalmida Beishamai, Oim Mitalmida Beisol. So the Beis Yosef understood that Shteita and Ner Gemara, that there's a Machloikis, Rashi and Toisvis, whether Rabbi Akiva was mitamide Beis Hillel, or whether he was Talmide Beis Shammai. Tosfos holds he was mitamide Beis Hillel, whereas Rashi holds he was mitamide Beis Shammai. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, it's a pliatsuma. How could it be, with everything that we know, that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid of Beis Shammai? Let's do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic. We know that Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. What does that mean? That we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And there's a big machlokes rishonim, what Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti means. Meaning, why is it that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Under rishonim say, it's based on the Gemara that we're going to learn in a few weeks. It's Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach Staff. It's Mamish coming up. Where the Gemara says, because of the story of the Taner Achnoi, that Rabbi Akiva was put in, Rabbi Eliezer was put into Cherem, and because he was put into Cherem, so therefore his halacha is Ke'ilah were put into Cherem as well, and we're never passing on Rabbi Eliezer. But other Rishonim quote a Yerushalmi that says that Shamuti is not Miloshin Shamta, it's not Miloshin Cherem, it's Miloshin Shammai. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and because we never passing like Beis Shammai, therefore Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. So Luchur, if you think about it, we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because he's Shamuti. What does it mean he's Shamuti? He's Mitalmide Beis Shammai. If Rabbi Akiva is Mitalmide Beis Shammai, then we should never paskin like Rabbi Akiva either. Do we never paskin like Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says in Erev in Memvav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi. We always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So if Rabbi Akiva is Mitalmide Beis Shammai, how is it possible Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi? It should be Rabbi Akiva Shamuti. That's the first kasha. The second kasha is, we know Stam Mishnah's Rameyer. But it's Stam Mishnah is Rameyer, Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sometimes is referred to in Shas as Rabbi Akiva Stimta. And the reason is because all his Talmidim were the Stams. Most notably, Stam Mishnah was Stamid Rameyer. In other words, when you learn a Mishnah, there's a very, very, very good chance, and really, it's the way it is on till proven otherwise, that the Mishnah is Ali Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva is Mibay Shammai, that would mean Stam Mishnah's Bay Shammai, which is completely untenable. Befrat, we know Chazal say, Bay Shammai, Bemokim, Bay Silil ain't a Mishnah. That's a pun. But the point is, it's not possible that Stam Mishnah should be Ali Rabbi Shammai. So, Bosh, you can't even hear it. How can it be that Rabbi Akiva is Mibay Shammai? Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi. We know that the halacha is never like Bay Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer was Mitabid Bay Shammai, was Shamuti. And Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and Bay Shammai, Makan Bay Silo, Eina Mishni. Now the truth is, where would it even come from? Like, what would be the Havamina? Ben Benoit Shal Havamina, the Rabbi Akiva Shami from the Talmidim of Shammai. It's Pasha. The Havamina would be, because we know Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Eliezer. Right, he was his Rabbi Muvik. Rabbi Akiva learned Rabbi Eliezer. He learned Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says in Chagiga that he was Meshamish Nochem Ish Gamzu for 22 years. That's where he learned Kol Ma'adavid Rachmano Latavavid. That's also where he learned to be Deirish Kol Essen Shevet Torah, the Gemara says. But either way, Rabbi Akiva's Iker Talmud, his Iker Rebbe, his primary Rebbe, is Rabbi Muvik, as in the Mishnah of Avedis Rabbi, Avedis Aviv, was without question Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Mitalmid Beis Shammai. So that's for sure where the Havamina comes from. Rabbi Akiva's learning in the yeshiva, he's literally being nistoifef betziloi. He's drinking the words of Rabbi Eliezer, but some, I understand that, but at the end of the day, it's so tzarchi and gadol that it's mamish mitzvah liyashiv. The truth is, there's a beautiful maramakim. It's not even tucked away. This is usually where we say tucked away, but it's not. It's right here. It's alatar. It's in the Tosfos Rosh on this gemara. I think it's kedai to read the words of the Tosfos Rosh in inside, because imamish reads like a haintega achrin, and it's everything that we just said and some. Moidani bozeh shanechasim becheskasim pirush Rashi afal pishani mitamid beis shammai. Rabbi Kiva talking. Even though I'm from the tamid of beis shammai, va'omrani and I hold the shnar nefilois yachloiku bezu ani moide vechulo zok. The Tosa Rosh. V'yev shaloi mirkein. You can't say what Rashi said. Meaning, the Tosa Rosh understood Rashi the way Rabbi Yosef Cairo understood Rashi. And that is, he's saying, I'm from Talmidim of Bishamai. But says the Tais and Rosh, he can't say that. Why? The Kaimel on Halachic Rebbe Kivim Mechaveira. Because we paskin Halachic Rebbe Kivim Mechaveira. Vimhoya mi Talmidim Bishamai, loyhoya Halachic Kemoisoi. The Halacha wouldn't be like him. Ki hechi damrin and Rebbe Liez and Shamutiyu. Just like we say Rebbe Liez and Shamuti, the ain Halachic Kemoisoi, and the Halach is never like him. Umifarish Birushalmi, Shamuti, Shahoya mi Talmidim Bishamai. Says the Tosfos Rosh Vayitavafak after Rabbi Akiva Hoyim Talmid the Rabbi Eliezer, and even though I understand where Rashi is coming from, he's coming from the fact that Rabbi Akiva is a Talmid Rabbi Eliezer, and if Rabbi Eliezer is Beis Shammai, so okay, yes, how is he not Beis Shammai? But you should know Gam Hoyim Talmid Rabbi Yeshua, Shahim Talmid Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva also went for Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua was from Beis Hillel. And by the way, says the Tosfos Rosh, Rabbi Eliezer Atzmoi, Hoyim Talmid Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer himself was also from the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. How do I know that? The Chashalei b'Masechta is obvious by the Chamisha Talmidim Shoyim later Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh. Because the mission, the second paragraph, Pirkei says Chamisha Talmidim Hoyim later Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh. And one of them was Rabbi Lezer ben Horkinus, who was the Gadol Shel Kulan. So it's a Machlokes Abishol and the Tanakama. Was it Rabbi Lezer ben Arach of Rabbi Lozab ben Aruch fame, or wasn't Rabbi Eliezer Agadol? But either way, V'tanya b'soy perek hayoshon, so we know Rabbi Eliezer Agadol is a Talmid Rabbi Yechon and Zakai, and we know from the end of perek hayoshon, that's the second perek in Masechta Sukkah, Shmoinim Talmidim Hoyloi the Hillel HaZaken, that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim, Katan Shebekulon was Rabbi Yechon and Zakai, Gadol Shebekulon was Yannis of Nazil, right, the Rebbe, the Kotzke Rebbe's Var, but the bottom line is that Katan Shebekulon was Rabbi Yechon and Zakai. So you see that what? You see that Rabbi Eliezer himself, who Shamuti, was Mekabel from his Groyser Rebbe, Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, who was the Katan Shebekulon of Hillel. So there's a connection between Rabbi Eliezer himself and Hillel. In other words, Taisa Rosh is saying, I have where this Rashi is coming from. I get the Havamina ben Benoy shall Havamina. It's the fact that Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer who's Shamuti, but Shtei Tshuva is Bedavar. Number one, he's also a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua who's Beis Hillel, and even Rabbi Eliezer has a Shaychus. Where's his Shaychus? His Shaychus is Darach Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh, who's a Talmud of Hillel. By the way, Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh also learned by Shammai. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos regarding Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh, Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh kibel mehil mishammai. It sounds like he also learned from Shammai. But it's not a kasha. The point that the Tosfos Rosh is trying to say is that there's a shaychus, there's a linkage between Rabbi Eliezer and Hillel through his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Either way, says the Tosfos Rosh, so if that's the case, v'hadar min Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, so why is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? Meaning, if Rabbi Eliezer learned by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who learned by Hillel, so why is he Shamuti? Shayonoy tachet v'shamay b'chol devrayim. It's based on the fact that this is what he used to do. And being that this is what he used to do, that's why he's Shamuti. If you remember, we spoke at many times over the years that Chassam Sofer in many places says, and he says something that the Chassam Sofer doesn't usually say, and that is, I heard something and I can't remember where I heard it. That's his lashon. I heard something, I can't remember where I heard it. Where the Chassam Sofer says that when Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkah Chav Ches Amid Aleph, Me'olam lo yamarti dover, Shaloi shamati merabosai, what he means is from my Rebbe's of Shammai. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer became Shamuti. But says the Tosfos Rosh, but in the gay Rabbi Akiva, you don't find that he always wanted to be Shammai. And he brings the same Gemara that Tosfos brings in the end of the first parak of Yevamos, that you find the Furish, that he didn't pass in that way. He goes right there, and he says, not just that, you find that Stam Mishnah is Rameir. V'kulu alibo the Rabbi Akiva. And if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva was from Beis Shammai, imkein have a kulu the loike hilchasa. It would emerge that all these Mishnayos are the loike hilchasa, the Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. You even mechaven to the pot. But the bottom line is, it's all mefurish in this Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh says klar that it can't be. It's so untenable to me. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva is from Beis Shammai, then number one, how do you make sense of Halachic Rabbi Akiva where Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti? And number two, Stam Mishnah is Rameh. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. It's going to come out. All the Stam Mishnah is Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai b'mokam Yisrael ain't a Mishnah. Zog Tosfos Rosh. So what then did Rabbi Akiva mean in our sugya? What did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said Moidna Anish and Nechazim Beches Gazan? V'nir lefarish b'tadavka b'hach tohocha who the sphere later Rabbi Akiva Beis Shammai. Meaning Avadi is saying that I hold like Beis Shammai, but not that I'm from Beis Shammai. You're going to literally create the whole personality Rabbi Akiva based on what? Based on this one line he meant in this sugya. Inami, he says what Tosfos says. Maidani is poetic symmetry. But to go as Noivait from Rashi, that much already he's not going to do. The bottom line is, The Tosfos Rosh understood Rashi, the way the Beis Yosef understood Rashi, and that is in our sugya talked away. There's a machloikis whether the great Rabbi Akiva was from the Talmidim of Shammai or whether he was from the Talmidim of Hill. Rashi Shita is he's mi Talmidei Beis Shammai. Come again? Yeah, maskim. But he's mi Talmidei Beis Shammai. Tzorich in Gadol. But Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh, they both say not that way. I'll just tell you one interesting thing, and that is the Chida. In his Sefer Ayin Zoicher, so the Chida wrote many svarim that go on the Seder of Aleph Beis, Ayin Zoicher, Midbar Kedemos, Yar Oizen. In his Ayin Zoicher, it's a Mareches Hay, it's Sif Katan Mem Vav, so it's going on all the Hays. And this Hay is Halacha Krabi Kiva Mechavere. He has a whole Arichas, and he brings this Rashi, and he brings the Toysa Rosh, and he says that the Toysa Rosh bothers me. He says, why? Because this is all coming from a diktuk in Rashi. What did Rashi say? Afal pisha ni mishel beishamai. Says the Chida. You heard Rashi say that Rabbi Kiva is mitalmidei beishamai? Says, I didn't hear him say it. Now he says, if you look at what the Tosfos Rosh says when he quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, afal pisha ni mitalmidei beishamai. That word said the Chida, I don't have in my Rashi. Maybe Tosfos Rosh had that in his Rashi. But we don't have it in our Rashi. And he says, based on the girsa that the Chida is, you know, a few hundred years later, says he sees in all his ksavim. He says, I never saw such a Rashi. Right? The Chida had an incredible memory, ki yadua. He was an ayin zoicher, shaneima. He remembered everything. And the Chida says, I don't know, I visited libraries and I reviewed manuscripts and different texts. I never saw such a text. Tosfos Rosh had it. So if it says, mitalmidei beishamai enochinavi, but he says, as far as I'm concerned, I don't see mitalmidei beishamai. And because I don't see mitalmidei beishamai, I'm really not 100% sure what to make of this, but I'll kapon him. It's a Tosfos Rosh. It's a Beis Yosef. It's also Tzorichi and Gadol that there is such a Shitas Rashi. It's tucked away in Perek HaMafke that holds that Rabbi Akiva was Metamidei Beis Shammai.